The Good Thief's Guide to Paris by Chris Ewan. Narrated by Simon Vance. For my family. Chapter 1. The moment I'd scanned the outside of the building, I turned to Bruno and said, "First impressions, it looks straightforward." "Honestly, I'm not kidding. Straightforward." That's what I said, and I guess it's fair to assume I happened to believe it too. Looking back, I can't help but wonder what I was thinking. I mean, put that line at the opening of a crime novel, and it's practically a guarantee that everything is about to get complicated. And there I was, a crime writer myself, saying the self-same sentence. What I should have done, if I wanted to complete the picture, was wear a T-shirt with the words "Catastrophe Here" printed across my chest. Poor Bruno, though, knew none of this. "Excellent," he replied. I held up a finger. "But first impressions can be misleading, and this isn't something you want to rush into. So what do? We case the job. Find out what we're up against." Bruno nodded, concentration etched into his features. I could see the glint of excitement in his eyes, something I recognized from my own first outing as a thief. Otherwise it would have been hard to guess he had criminal ambitions. He looked every inch the respectable young Frenchman, close-cropped hair, a dusting of stubble, jeans, a polo shirt, scuffed trainers. "There's plenty we can tell from over here," I went on. "I can see the buzzers beside the door, and I count 11 of them."
12.
"You think?"
"One is hidden towards the bottom, where the light is not so good."
"Huh," I said.